Sundown towns once drove out people of color or prohibited them from living within city limits. This practice started in the late 19th century, but the impact continues today. The Mountain West News Bureau's series, After the Sun Goes Down, examines some of these towns in the region. We begin in Colorado, where Chinese immigrants flocked to the state to find gold. As KUNC's Stephanie Daniel reports, they were tolerated in some mining camps and run out of others.
Linda Ju is sitting at a table in the Douglas County Library near Denver. She's looking at an old black and white family photo.
The lady on the top is my mother, Wawa.
The formal portrait features nine people. The three young boys wear suits, while the four girls pose in dresses. Their parents sit in the middle.
That's Willie Chin holding one of the twins.
Missing from the photo is Willie Chin's father and Ju's great-grandfather, Chin Lin Su. In 1856, Chin immigrated from China to San Francisco as a young man. He was over 6 feet tall, had blue eyes, and eventually worked on the Transcontinental Railroad.
Because he spoke English so well, they asked him to help organize the Chinese to build the railroads from California to Utah.
Thousands of Chinese immigrants laid tracks for the railroads. And when that work ended, they needed other jobs. Former Colorado State historian William Way says many joined American and white European prospectors who came west to find gold, silver, and other riches.
There were a lot of Chinese railroad workers who moved on to become miners.
Chin was one of them. And his mastery of English opened a lot of doors. He supervised other Chinese workers at one of Colorado's mining camps and became very wealthy. While Chin's accomplishments set him apart, the racism he faced did not. As the number of immigrants increased, so did anti-Chinese sentiment.
The problem that the Chinese experienced was they were competitive in, if you will, the labor market.
Wei says the Chinese were tolerated because there was a chronic labor shortage. But when they started taking jobs that white people thought belonged to them, economic and cultural tensions heightened.
There were some places that they were able to establish themselves, but were subsequently driven out of them, and other places where they were not welcomed at all.
The 1870 census shows Chinese people were living in Nevada and the territories of Wyoming, Montana, and Idaho. Bigotry rippled through the Mountain West. One example was in Leadville, Colorado, a city about 2 hours west of Denver.
Some of the things that were being said to keep them out were really just totally racist about they're clannish, they're dirty, they drown their children, just ridiculous things like that.
Stephen Whittington runs the National Mining Hall of Fame and Museum there. In the 1880s, Leadville's population exploded thanks to the silver boom, and it became the state's second largest city. But not everyone could find their fortune here.
There were 16 Chinese men living in Leadville who had been hired to dig a ditch.
He says they had just started working when a group of men from a neighboring town showed up and threatened them.
The men packed up and basically took off.
A year later, residents blew up a Chinese man's cabin while he slept. He survived, but quickly left town. There was an unwritten rule, says Whittington, that, quote, John Chinaman was not allowed to enter the city limits, and no other Chinese ventured there for decades. Today, Lake County's population is less than 1% Asian.
I am, unfortunately, not really surprised that people did not like him.
That's 21-year-old Grace Parker. She grew up in Leadville and is working at the mining museum for the summer.
If you're not Caucasian, like white, you're usually attacked, which is really sad to hear about because I'm not part of that majority.
Parker is Chinese and was adopted by a white family as a baby. She never learned about this part of Leadville's history as a kid, but says she's always felt comfortable living here.
Growing up, I never really had a problem with like anything racial or anybody that kind of not liked me because of my race.
But Parker was born more than a century after the Chinese Exclusion Act of 1882. It was the first measure to broadly restrict immigration in America. It wasn't repealed until 1943.
America wouldn't have been built if it wasn't for the Chinese, because the railroads opened up the country.
Back at the library, Linda Ju is reminiscing about her great-grandfather Chin Lin Su. He eventually moved his family to Denver's Chinatown, which was destroyed by a violent mob in 1880. Chin stayed in the city, though, and his descendants still live in the area today.
I always tell people that I'm the fourth generation of a Colorado pioneer.
Even though Chin was highly respected, he wasn't immune to racism. In 1977, he was honored with a stained glass portrait at the state capitol. He is wearing a red Mandarin collar, but Ju says this is a misrepresentation. Chin never dressed like that. He always wore a Western suit. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Stephanie Daniel.